Day 27. Deuteronomy 27. Deuteronomy 27 1-26. NKJV. Now Moses with the elders of Israel commanded the people, saying, Keep all the commandments which I command you today. And it shall be, on the day when you cross over the Jordan to the land which the Lord your God is giving you, that you shall set up for yourselves large stones, and whitewash them with lime. You shall write on them all the words of this law, when you have crossed over, that you may enter the land which the Lord your God is giving you, a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord God of your fathers promised you. Therefore it shall be when you have crossed over the Jordan, that on Mount Ebal you shall set up these stones which I command you today, and you shall whitewash them with lime. And there you shall build an altar to the Lord your God, an altar of stones, you shall not use an iron tool on them. You shall build with whole stones the altar of the Lord your God, and offer burnt offerings on it to the Lord your God. You shall offer peace offerings, and shall eat there, and rejoice before the Lord your God, and you shall write very plainly on the stones all the words of this law. Then Moses and the priests, the Levites, spoke to all Israel, saying, Take heed and listen, O Israel, this day you have become the people of the Lord your God. Therefore you shall obey the voice of the Lord your God, and observe his commandments and his statutes which I command you today. And Moses commanded the people on the same day, saying, These shall stand on Mount Gerizim to bless the people, when you have crossed over the Jordan. Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph and Benjamin, and these shall stand on Mount Ebal to curse, Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan and Naphtali. And the Levites shall speak with a loud voice and say to all the men of Israel, Cursed is the one who makes a carved or molded image, an abomination to the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and sets it up in secret. And all the people shall answer and say, Amen. Cursed is the one who treats his father or his mother with contempt, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the one who moves his neighbor's landmark, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the one who makes the blind to wander off the road, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the one who perverts the justice due the stranger, the fatherless and widow, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the one who lies with his father's wife, because he has uncovered his father's bed. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the one who lies with any kind of animal. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the one who lies with his sister, the daughter of his father or the daughter of his mother. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the one who lies with his mother-in-law. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the one who attacks his neighbor secretly. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the one who takes a bribe to slay an innocent person. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the one who does not confirm all the words of this law, and all the people shall say, Amen. UCG Bible Commentary, Deuteronomy 27. Law to be inscribed on stone walls, curses for Mount Ebal. Law inscribed on massive stones, curses for Mount Ebal. God commands Israel to set up an altar and write all the words of the book of the law on large plastered stones, virtual walls of stone, when they cross over the Jordan River to occupy the land. Verses 1-10. Joshua 8:30-35 records that Joshua obeyed this command. Paul later refers to what was written on the massive stones as the ministry of death, written and engraved on stones. 2 Corinthians 3:7. This ministry, or in more current terminology, administration of death, refers to the civil law code, which administered the penalties, including the death penalty for certain violations as spelled out in the statutes and judgments. The church today is not to carry out the death penalty. This is the job of civil authorities, Romans 13 1-4. Rather, the ministry of the church is to preach reconciliation and eternal life. Compare 2 Corinthians 3:1-18, 2 Corinthians 5:18-21. God commanded Israel to proclaim the blessings for obedience on Mount Gerizim, and the curses for disobedience on Mount Ebal, verses 11-13. The Nelson Study Bible notes, Mount Ebal was north of Mount Gerizim, VV 12:13. Between the two mountains was the city of Shechem, Genesis 12:6-7, Genesis 33:18-20. Shechem and its two mountains are roughly in the center of the land of Canaan, note on 27:4. Adding more detail, Ebal and Gerizim are two important peaks in central Canaan, flanking an east-west pass through the north-central hill country. Almost the entire promised land is visible from the top of Mount Ebal, note on Joshua 8:30. Revealing more, the Lord used the topography of the land for dramatic visual effect. Mount Ebal, because of topographical and climatic conditions, is normally a barren peak, while Mount Gerizim is usually covered with vegetation. Consequently, Mount Ebal was an ideal place for the curses to be recited, and Mount Gerizim was suitable for the blessings. The association of the place and the word would have been unforgettable. Furthermore, the two mountains are quite close, rising up on opposite sides of Shechem, so they would serve as a natural amphitheater for the recitation of the curses and blessings by the Levites. Note on Deuteronomy 24:11-14. This is also where the massive engraved stones and accompanying altar would be set up. Joshua 8:30-35. Disobedience would bring curses or punishment from God. 12 curses were proclaimed to which the people were to respond. Disobedient conduct included idolatry, verse 15, disrespectful conduct towards parents, verse 16, compare verses 20-22, dishonest, deceitful, and violent conduct toward one's neighbor, verses 17, verses 18-19, improper conduct towards us, 18-19, and sexual perversion. The people were to confirm that these actions were in fact worthy of punishment, not just in responding with amen, but more importantly, by living in accordance with the law that forbade them, verse 26,